1.3. Listen to the synopsis and retell in a group. Macbeth and Banquo meet three witches in the wilderness. The witches tell Macbeth that he will be Lord of Cawdor and then King of Scotland. They also tell Banquo that he cannot be king, but his descendants will become kings. Soon after, King Duncan's messenger appears and tells them that Macbeth has been made the new Lord of Cawdor. He is surprised that the witch's words have started to come true and secretly hopes for the prophecy that he will become king. To fulfill the witch's prophecy, Macbeth kills King Duncan as he is encouraged by his ambitious wife. Later, the suspicion of murder doesn't fall on Macbeth, and he is named the next king. However, he fears Banquo and the prophecy that his descendants would become kings. Macbeth orders his staff to kill them. Banquo is killed, but his son escapes. One day, Macbeth secretly receives the report at a banquet. He is scared when he sees the ghost of Banquo there. Also, when he hears about the exile of Macduff to England, he attacks Macduff's castle and has Macduff's wife and young child killed. Macbeth is not a good king, and the country is not peaceful. Eventually, Macduff and Malcolm, who is Duncan's son, join forces and invade. Macduff takes revenge by killing Macbeth, and Malcolm becomes king.